Everything always looks a little bit different in person. It's just the way the world is today. Ordinarily, you're always going to be disappointed. But I'm not. How could I be? But there are some things which are different. Now, different's not bad, it's just different. On the cameras, your apartment looked bigger. It looked more spacious, but in person, it's a tiny little bit pokey. Cozy, but pokey. Can't believe I'm actually here. I'm here in your apartment. I've been watching you for so long. It's so strange. Being here with you is, strange. But not disappointing. Now, I know that you must have questions, although you've been far too shouty to actually ask any. It's adorable, really. You are perfect. Oh. You could be a little less rude, though. A bit more polite. But I understand why you're being a bit frisky. A little bit careless. There is an imbalance of power here. An imbalance of knowledge. An imbalance of emotion. So of course you're acting out. But it won't be forever, however. Trust me when I say that there'll come a day when you know just as much as I do. But that day is quite far in the future. Because I know an awful lot about you. I'm sitting in your chair. Your favourite chair. I can see why you like it. It's very comfortable. So why don't I tell you who I am? Suddenly, you're quiet. I knew you were smart. I am no one. And there we are again. Back to being rude. Not playing. Well, of course I am playing, but this is not part of the game. I am literally no one. I don't exist. Every trace of me has been scrubbed from existence. Not by me. I am a little bit of a Luddite. I'm not good with technology. But I am very rich. And everyone has a price. Oh, you don't have a price. I know. And that is why I'm stealing you. Stealing you. No, not kidnapping you. There's a difference. You are just what I wanted you to be. Just what I hoped you would be. You see, on the internet, there is so much fakeness. People lie. People just lie. They lie about everything. Everything is fake, false. It's exhausting. Now you're no different, not really. You tell little white lies. You obscure details. Because you're smart. You know the internet is full of crazy people. You don't want them coming to your door. You don't want them making themselves at home, sitting in your comfy favorite chair. But amongst all the lies, there are little diamonds of truth. They're hard to find. And most of them aren't worth the effort. Most of them are disappointing. Because under the lies, under the little deceptions, there's nothing, which is tragic. So I keep searching. Searching for something real. Something tangible. But my definition of real is complicated. If you ask me what I was looking for, I couldn't tell you. Because it's a feeling, a sense. I've spoken to thousands of people on the internet. I've listened to so many lies. And every time I thought I had found something, well, I hadn't. Until you. It was hard not to be excited. It was hard not to jump, to rush things, to be stupid. I've done that before, and it didn't end well. I took my time. I weaved myself into your online life. But not just as one person. Oh no, I became a multitude of people for you. I was someone you worked with. Someone you were buying a table from. I was a long lost friend from high school. A stranger you would flirt with when the nights were long and lonely and you were all alone. The list is almost endless. I learned all about you. And then I began to claw my way into your life. People don't realize how vulnerable they are. All that technology, making their life so much easier, just makes it easier to get to you. Every smart device. It can be used against you. Because there's always someone out there who is smart, who can be bought. Someone who has a price. Rigging your apartment with cameras was easy. 4K, surround sound. It was almost as if I was really here. But not. Accessing your computer. All of your data, just as simple. Every little thing, following you around. So easy when your phone tells me exactly where you are. Every little detail of your life, so easy to buy. Oh, I've paid good money to know all about you. To find the truth behind the lies. To make the deception fade. And here we are. In person. I never meet anyone in person. Because that is dangerous. Being this close to someone. Who knows what could happen? There's a vulnerability in being face to face. And we don't like being vulnerable. That's why we lie. It's where we cloak ourselves in deception. That's why I disappeared. I don't exist. I'm a ghost. But the thing about being a ghost is that it is lonely. I never thought I would be lonely. But I am. I have all the money in the world and just as much loneliness. I need someone. But it couldn't just be anyone. It couldn't be a liar. But everyone lies. Everyone bends the truth. How do you get to know someone when all they do is lie? For the right reasons, maybe, but still, lies. Well, you pay awful people an awful lot of money. You pick apart their existence. You manipulate all of their technology. You watch. You learn. You interact. You learn their little secrets. Because people do give themselves away, bit by bit. But not everything to one person. The stories you tell, they change depending on who you're talking to. But if everyone you're talking to is actually the same person, well, they get all of you. I have all of you. I know things about you that you don't even know yourself. I know what you'll do before you'll even do it. We're leaving. And I'll be honest with you. Because I like honesty. Your experience will be less pleasant than mine. I'm going to get up, turn around and just walk out that door. Nice and smooth and easy. You. Well, you're going to be handled by some questionable types with a very high price. But very clear instructions not to hurt you. But you're going to struggle. Because you don't want to go. Because honesty is scary. Openness is to be avoided, and you don't know yourself as well as I do. Not yet. So it has to be a bit unpleasant. They have options. Some more pleasant than others. But in the end, you will be leaving. And you won't be coming back. This is all tainted. The lies you tell others, the lies you tell yourself. This life of yours is just tainted by all of it. You're going to disappear. I am going to have every trace of you removed. Every memory bleached away. You're going to be a ghost. And it's going to be jarring. It's going to be difficult. I speak from first-hand experience. But unlike me, you'll have someone to hold your hand. Unlike me, you won't be alone. Ghosts aren't meant to haunt this world alone. and you will never be alone. And in time you'll get to know yourself just as well as I do. In time you'll get to know me. You'll be honest and open. But until then, I have a lot of money. And a lot of people who will do awful things. And wonderful things. Depending on what's required. Today, it's questionable people. With a high price. And all to transport you to somewhere that doesn't exist. Your new home. Our haunted house, if you will. Finally, a question. Why you? Why not you? You think there are lots of reasons why not you. But I know you well enough to know that there are none. That's the difference between us, you see. That's the imbalance. I know you better than you know yourself. And that makes you vulnerable. And I'm exploiting that vulnerability because I'm a ghost. A lonely ghost, and I've chosen you. And now I am done talking. There's only so much you'll hear while we're here in your apartment. Because right now you still exist. But in 72 hours, every trace of you will be gone. You will be burnt out of everything. And then we can truly begin. Two ghosts in our haunted house. And here they are, right on time. Don't they look very questionable? But very expensive. I will see you very soon. Because I'll be watching. They have cameras. Of course they do. I love to watch you. And you still exist. So I will watch you until you don't. Either way. I would say be good. But I know you won't. So instead I'll say, do what you have to. Just get them there on time. To them. Not you. I'll see you soon. I'll see you now. Look at you. Soon, you'll be a ghost. Soon you'll be honest. Soon you'll be more vulnerable. Farewell. Don't drop them. Your face. I knew you would look like that. Oh, darling, I can't wait to make you disappear. I can't wait at all.